What a pleasure, as always, to invite Hensley Bam Bam Mule into the show. I learned so much when you're on. The team is off to a good hitting start, but there's something different. Harkening back to Alvin Dark of the 1960s, the plus and minus system, you guys have created a nice little competition between the hitters. It's all baseball. I love it.
Yeah, thanks again for having me on, Marty, and we'll say hi to your listeners. I know they learn a lot from you and talking to us. We tried it a couple of times in the past, but it was during the season already when the team was struggling and we're trying to do something to get them out of it, and we come up with the system, and it's basically too late then. So this year, I talked to Boch in the offseason. I said I wanted to implement it. The St. Louis Cardinals did it last year, and they ended up having the greatest year ever with guys in scoring position. They had 330, and nobody's ever hit 300 before. So we came up with the system. Had a meeting with the guys before we got started in spring training. Explained how the system worked and why we were doing it, and why we. It's not so much a copycat with the Cardinals did last year, but it works. When something works, you want to try it. You want to get guys competing against each other and competing to do the best job they can individually to help the team win. So that's what we're doing.
All right, so essentially, this is fascinating for me. I love it. As I say, it goes back to Alvin Dark of the 60s. He did this with the Giants, the plus and minus system. If something good happens, you get a point, or maybe more than one point. And if you do something that doesn't help, you lose a point, or maybe 2 points. But the way we're going to go through the system, because it's great. It's baseball. It's honestly, it is just playing baseball. But how you created the teams is interesting to me, because the players are in some competition in a good-natured way. How'd you do that?
Well, I wanted to have at least two starters of the 8 starters in each group. We have 3 groups, and I picked 3 of the starters, Buster, Hunter, and Pablo, and they had a draft. We had a draft day, and they got to pick their guys, and that's each team has 6 players, including the 5 starting pitchers, so there's two teams with 2 starters and 1 team with 1 starter, and then the bench players, they're also included. Nobody's excluded except the relievers. They don't actually hit much, but everybody in the bench, you get a pinch hit, which we've had 3 or 4 of those already, big ones. They count as 2 points for a pinch hit, and then a point for the single, a point for the total base. If you had an RBI, it's an R point. If you had a 2-out RBI is 2 points, and you had a 2-out, 2-strike RBI, it is 3 points. A home run is 5 points, and then plus the 4 total bases, so at least 11 points for the home run if you include the point for the run and the point for the RBI. So they can rack up quickly. For instance, sometimes it doesn't matter if a guy is not. Doesn't have a high average, but it contributes with moving the guy over, driving the guy and breaking the double play, taking an extra base on the ball in the dirt, which we weren't so good at last year. So all those things are having the guys more alert in the field, more focused and concentrated to get the job done once they're in the situation, and that's all we care about right now. And it's been really good here to start a season.
Oh, it's terrific. Bam Bam Mulin's with us. The competition between the hitters, it's as old as baseball. It really is, because it's teaching baseball. And another one was interesting to me. If a pitcher has a long inning, you don't want a player swinging at the first pitch.
Well, yeah, those are part of the minuses. I think I also give a point for the quality at bat, but a minus for not so quality at bat. The other day, Pablo had first and third, nobody out, and he popped up to left field where you want to hit the ball in the middle of the field or maybe to the pool side there to get the runner in from third, and it ended up being too shallow. The run couldn't score. It was a 1-0 count, and we thought that Pablo should get a bare pitch to get a job done there, so we got a minus. minus on that. You also get a minus, like you said, when, for instance, if you watched the game last night, I know you did, Timmy had a long inning where he gave up a couple of runs, and then Belt, who's been swinging the bat really well, ended up taking a first pitch strike right on the middle, and then he ended up going to 3-2, which we were looking for at that point, so Timmy can get his rest to come back out, and then he ended up getting a single. So that's the type of situation we want to create for the hitters, you know, a little bit more responsibility on their side. You know, we've always asked them to do it, but now they have more motivation to do it because of the system of the points, and they're bearing down with it. Another way you can get a minus is when you have a guy in second with no outs and you don't move him over to third. When you have a guy in third with less than two outs and you don't bring him in. So those are the minuses you can get. But for the most part, it's been a bunch of plus so far.
Yeah, that's great. I love it. All right. Who keeps track of this during the game? My goodness, you need an accountant.
No, I do myself. Besides, I think I have a mini computer in my head, so I actually keep score every game. I've always done that. I keep score every game. I write notes after every half an inning, and I take the points based off of that, you know. So after I write my notes, I see what the guy did, you know, what the situation was, and I tally the points up, and then at the end of the game, I will total everybody up and give it to Yo, one of our video guys, and he keeps everything in order and with the Excel sheet in his computer. Yeah.
Wow. All right. So who's winning?
Going into last night, Belt was leading Pagan by 2 points. But I think Pagan got something like 12 points last night, and Belt only got like 6 or 7. So I think it flip-flopped again last night.
What's the best group of the three captains? Whose team is winning?
All the Brandons are the same group. So Buster called his group Brandon. He said Adrianza means Brandon in Spanish. And Timmy means Brandon in Washington State. And Buster means Brandon in Georgia. So that's Team Brandon, and those guys are running away with it.
Wow, very nice. Boy, I tell you, this is baseball. It's great. The team is off to a good start. And I imagine, you know, competition is healthy.
Yes, I think, you know, once, you know, we have a great team, and we know it. It's just a matter of staying healthy, first and foremost, and being consistent, you know. And this is just to try to create consistency for the players and the hitters. And like we always said, try to keep the line moving.
Yeah. Do you see a difference? I know that obviously the team is off to a good start hitting, but this is a great teaching tool. Do you see a little more concentration on the players knowing that this is going on?
Well, I think that's part of it, but I also think, like we spoke about during spring training down in Scottsdale, that, you know, we did a lot more focus on, you know, hitting with the guy on base, hitting with the guy on base with two outs, you know, trying to get a hit with two outs, which is hard to get a hit, period, you know, let alone with two outs to drive the guy in. We weren't so good last year. And, you know, we had 4 or 5 guys at the time in the backfield working and stuff every day, off the machine with breaking balls, off the lefty, off the righty. So we put a lot of time into it in spring training, and it's paying off so far.
All right. Pleasure to have you on, as always. I always learn something. Believe me, I always learn something from you. And we're going to catch up with you as this goes on. Now, if I look in the dugout, yeah, and everybody's high-fiving just because someone took a strike when the pitcher had a long inning, I will understand.
Yes, and that's how you play the game the right way, too. So that's so the fans understand we're trying to play the game the right way.
All right. Man, thanks so much, as always.
You're welcome.
All right, more coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.